The recent cold snap has not been friendly to water lines. A 2-inch line along Market Street in Amsterdam failed during the frigid weather earlier this month, impacting 3 businesses. Water was rerouted through another line, so the businesses are now getting water. And Mayor Mike Villa says repairs are on the way.
The location work is being done, and we're hopeful to begin actual repair work of the pipe on Monday.
The city is looking for $60,000 from the state to make repairs. Villa says without the emergency funding, cities like Amsterdam, which are already strapped for cash, would be in a much tougher position.
So we prepared as best as we can, but when the unexpected occurs, thankfully there's funding out there that allows us to pursue funds that don't directly affect our budget immediately.
In last year's state budget, a $10 million fund was created to address emergency infrastructure needs. The $60,000 needed to repair Amsterdam's water line would come out of that fund, says Assemblyman Angelo Santa Barbara.
It would be hard for the city to make this repair without that fund. So I'm advocating that we include that again in this year's state budget. And I'm also talking about, you know, last year what happened in Amsterdam, the sewer repairs that we had to make.
In 2016 and into 2017, the city along the Mohawk River was plagued by infrastructure failures as gallons of untreated sewage leaked. Amsterdam in 2016 borrowed more than $5 million, a portion of which was a state grant for the most vulnerable parts of the water system. Last year, the city secured $3.9 million to make upgrades to its water and sewer systems. But the need for infrastructure improvements in Amsterdam and across New York is still there. And changes at the federal level, combined with a more than $4 billion state budget deficit, could make dollars scarcer. Governor Andrew Cuomo acknowledged the tough times during his budget address earlier this month.
In many ways, this is going to be the most challenging budget that we've had to do. It intertwines a number of economic and policy and legal issues that makes the situation complicated.
In 2017, the Cuomo administration began a plan to invest $100 billion in infrastructure. Last year, the Clean Water Infrastructure Act committed $2.5 billion to drinking water infrastructure over 5 years through local construction projects. The program is included in the governor's budget. Santa Barbara is advocating for another emergency infrastructure fund in the budget due April 1st.
Although it's going to be a difficult budget, we have to remember to put people first. We cannot abandon our communities.
For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.